好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to ChineseClass101.com. This is Business Chinese for Beginners, Season 1, Lesson 16. Passing on a Chinese phone message. Michael here.
大家好, I'm 德华。
In this lesson, you'll learn how to pass on a phone message. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between Linda and the secretary.
The speakers are coworkers at different levels of seniority. Therefore, they will be using a mixture of formal and informal Chinese. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
张小姐，李先生来电，他想知道计划什么时候准备好。听起来他有点生气。
他还有说其他东西吗？
没有，他只是要你尽快回复他。
好，还有其他人找我吗？
有，王小姐来电说他会迟到一点儿，有事情要先办妥，他听起来有点担心。
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
张小姐，李先生来电，他想知道计划什么时候准备好。听起来他有点生气。
他还有说其他东西吗？
没有，他只是要你尽快回复他。
好，还有其他人找我吗？
有，王小姐来电说她会迟到一点儿，有事情要先办妥。他听起来有点担心。
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
张小姐，李先生来电，他想知道计划什么时候准备好。听起来他有点生气。
Miss Zhang, Mr. Li called and wanted to know when his project will be ready. He sounded somewhat angry.
他还有说其他东西吗?
Did he say anything else?
没有,他只是要你尽快回复他。
No, he just asked that you call him back as soon as possible.
好,还有其他人找我吗?
Okay, were there any other calls for me?
有,王小姐来电说她会迟到一点儿。有事情要先办妥，他听起来有点担心。
Yes, Miss Wang called and said that she will be a little late. Something has held her up. She sounded a little bit worried. We heard in the conversation that Miss Wang is going to be late. In many business cultures, being late is not something that's tolerated.
China is the same.
So you should always attend meetings and appointments on time.
Yes, you should. Give yourself extra time to get there.
Is traffic bad in China?
It is. It often makes people late.
So take the possibility of heavy congestion into account when you plan your journey.
Even sidewalks can be busy.
Wow, busy enough to make you late?
Yes.
If you're late,How should you apologize?
You can say, 对不起,我堵车,迟到了。
Okay, now on to the vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is,
听起来,
sounds like,
听起来,听起来。
Next we have,
还,
Also,
还。
Next we have
什么时候
When? What time?
什么时候
Next we have
生气
Angry
生气
Next we have
说
To speak
说
Next we have
只是
Only, just
只是
Next we have
尽快
As soon as possible
尽快
Next we have
回复
To reply
回复
Next we have
办妥
To handle, to take care of
办妥
And last
担心
To worry
担心
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
尽快回复
meaning to reply as soon as possible. We'll begin by breaking down this phrase.
First is 尽快
as soon as possible.
Next is 回复
to reply to get back to. When you want to tell someone you'll get back to them as soon as possible, you can say
我会尽快回复你。
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say 我们会尽快回复你。
Which means, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Okay, what's the next word?
不用担心。
Meaning, don't worry. This is our final phrase for this lesson.
First is 不用。
Do not need.
Next is 担心
Worry. You can use this to stop someone from feeling unhappy. If you want them not to feel scared, you can instead say
不用怕
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say 不用担心这里很安全
Which means, don't worry. It's very safe here. Okay, now on to the lesson focus.In this lesson, you'll learn about passing on a phone message. If you're going to pass on a phone message from someone else, then you'll have to use reported speech.
The most important verb is 来电.
This means to call. Let's hear some examples of it in use.
王小姐来电叫你回复她.
Mrs. Wang called and asked you to call her back.
有一位 ABC 公司的员工来电。可是没有留下名字。
A staff member from ABC company called, but didn't leave a name. While you're passing on the message, you might have to tell your colleague how the person sounded.
Were they happy? Sad?
To do this in Chinese, we use the verb phrase
听起来
to sound like. You simply follow this with the adjective you want to use.
For example, 他听起来有点不开心。
He sounded a bit upset.
他听起来很开心。
He sounded very happy. You can also use this verb phrase to talk about things, too.
Such as, 听起来很好玩。
This sounds really fun.
听起来很复杂。
This sounds complicated.
听起来不错。
This sounds really good.
Want to master even more Chinese? Get instant access to all of our lessons.
With a basic or premium subscription, you get our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Listen or watch at the comfort of your computer.
Or stream them directly from your phone or mobile device and learn on the go.
Lessons are organized by learning level, so you can go one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at ChineseClass101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
再见!
Zhang 小姐, 李先生来电, 他想知道计划什么时候准备好。 听起来他有点生气。他还有说其他东西吗? 没有,他只是要你尽快回复他。好,还有其他人找我吗? 有,王小姐来电说她会迟到一点,有事情要先办妥,她听起来有点担心。